I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministries in Jordan are preparing for an influx of relocated Palestinians as President Trump's plans for Gaza continue to take shape. Here's Samuel with Redemptive Stories, speaking from a ministry standpoint.
We are ready to care for more refugees always. It is kind of part of the DNA of this country. That being said, this is a situation that feels very different than other ones that we've dealt with in the past.
Despite changing political rhetoric and policy, Samuel remains focused on gospel objectives.
There is various conferences coming up that were planned in order to be able to come together to discuss what organizations could do by going in and helping rebuild and restore everything that has been broken because of the war.
Find prayer points and more details to this story at missionnews.org. And finally, child sponsorship is a great way to connect kids in the West with children overseas, but sometimes key details get lost in the process. Set-free's Zipporah Benting says several years ago,
my parents said, oh, we're going to sponsor a child through Set-free, and she's going to be your new sister. And so a week later, when my new sister had not arrived, I was really disappointed. I picked out names and picked out where she was going to sleep.
Disappointment soon gave way to friendship as the pen pal sisters exchanged letters. Over 400 Set-free kids are waiting for a sponsor today. And you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Their relationship with Christ is definitely the first and foremost goal of the child sponsorship program, to let them know they are loved and that they have a Heavenly Father.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.